Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Gantner moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Simmons moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to home to get Simmons. Ogilvie moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Gantner moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker bunts in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell is walked intentionally. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, Tigers, 2. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ned Yost pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Yost now catching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Tobik now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon who is chasing the ball. Yost reaches third base with a triple. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 4 in the game. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Yost scores. Ogilvie moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 4 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 4 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Parrish is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.